Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 1. The mystery of God's will in the universe ultimately being to head up all things in Christ through the Church as the body of Christ. Wednesday related verses. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 10, 22, and 23. Verse 10. Unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in Him. Verses 22 and 23. And He subjected all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the Church, which is His body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. John chapter 1, verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, and verses 23 through 25. Verses 1 and 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verses 23 through 25. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon, that they should shine in it. For the glory of God illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. And its gates shall by no means be shut by day, for there will be no night there. Suggested reading. The economy that God, according to His desire, planned and purposed in Himself, is to head up all things in Christ at the fullness of the times. This is accomplished through the dispensing of the abundant life supply of the Triune God as the life factor into all the members of the Church, that they may rise up from the death situation and be attached to the body. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 says that God gave Christ to be head over all things. This reveals that the heading up of all things is to the Church, so that the body of Christ may share in all that is of Christ as the head, having been rescued from the heap of the universal collapse in death and darkness, which was caused by the rebellion of the angels and the rebellion of man. In Christ, God is in the process of heading up all things in heaven and on earth. However, without the Church as the body to match Christ as the head, it will not be possible for God to head up all things in Christ. The heading up of all things is accomplished by the head, but it cannot be accomplished without a body for the head. Whether Christ can be the head over all things, whether all things can be subjected to the authority of Christ, and whether all things can be headed up in Christ, completely depend upon whether or not the Church has been produced and has grown up. When the Church is fully grown, God is able to subject all things to the authority of Christ. By means of the Church, Christ is able to be the head over all things. Eventually, the body with Christ as the head will be the universal head over all things. When everything is headed up in Christ, there will be absolute peace and harmony, a full rescue out of the collapse. This will begin from the time of the restoration of all things. When God created the universe, everything of the universe was in oneness. All things in it were in harmony, not in chaos. God and the universe were in harmony. This harmony is the great oneness of the universe. All things related to the universe depend on God, who is one, as the factor of their oneness. The center of the universe is God Himself. Hence, the oneness of the universe is God Himself. There was oneness in the creation of the universe, and in this oneness, there was no confusion. Yet, because of Satan's rebellion, which was followed by man's fall, this original oneness in creation was ruined, so that the entire universe was brought into confusion. Satan damaged the oneness of the universe in creation by introducing death into all creation, which death severed the Creator's relationship with creation. In other words, when Satan brought death into the universe was separated from God, and the oneness of the universe was lost. Thus, there is not the full harmony in the universe. Yet, God had an eternal plan to head up all things in Christ, that is, to make Christ the head of all things and the head above all things. God's way to recover the oneness among His creation is to impart Himself in Christ into us as life. The triune God as life brings in light, and light issues in harmony and brings all things into oneness. Hence, the believers participate in this heading up by growing in life, by being headed up in the proper church life, and by living under Christ's light. The more we grow in life, the more we will be headed up, and the more we will be rescued from the universal collapse. This process of heading up all things in Christ is still continuing, and the heading up of all things will be fully accomplished and manifested when Christ finishes His work to bring forth the new creation out of the old creation through all the dispensations of God. It is through this new creation that Christ will head up all creation and bring it into the universal oneness. This will issue in the new heaven and the new earth.